The troubled port pub is gone. Originally the King Edward Hotel, the 38-room, modern hotel was built in 1907 by James S. Rowland and offered first-class accommodation to visitors. The original building at Argyle Street and First Avenue burned down in 1947, and a second building was erected, the building that was torn down in June. The building had fallen into disrepair, and in May 2024 the fire department ordered the building evacuated after hazardous materials were discovered. More than 24 people were displaced, all of them already dealing with precarious housing situations. The demolition took time. Asbestos abatement had to be done before any other deconstruction. Remnants from the building's past were visible as the walls came down. Warbrick Contracting, which had the contract to demolish the building, salvaged some of the large timbers used in the 1950s. There was also a large safe, empty, that piqued the public's curiosity. The city of Port Alberni was forced to foot the bill for the demolition when the owner of the building failed to move on the order. "It has been an expensive process," said Mayor Sherry Minions. "We have to go through a process to likely tax sale the building. The owner will get an opportunity to pay the city what is owed. We don't anticipate that will happen. So it won't be an immediate sale of the land," she said. "Our goal is to recoup the funds and not to donate that site," she said. "We have put out a lot of funds for that project. We would be looking for a market sale." Minion said the city has had inquiries about the site. "We've had quite a bit of interest already, in people coming to the city, developers coming to us and asking us about the lot and whether it's going to be for sale," she said in June, just before the building came down. "We don't anticipate we're going to have a problem selling it when it gets to that point."